Good morning. This is BYU Idaho Radio's headlines. I'm Brandon Isle. It's August 5th, 2020, and this is a rundown of overnight and morning news. The owner of the balloon company operating the three balloons that went down hard Monday near Jackson is apologizing for what happened. Wyoming Balloon Company owner Andrew Breffel tells the Jackson Hole News and Guide he's sorry so many passengers were injured. 11 people went to the hospital Monday after the three balloons went down in a field. One of those people was flown to Eastern Idaho Regional Medical Center. The others were treated for various injuries at St. John's Health in Jackson. Breffel says he was the pilot of one of the balloons and had never experienced a downdraft of wind like that in his 31 years of flying. Passengers told the News and Guide it was a traumatic experience. Some of them are considering legal action. Breffel says he and his pilots often cancel flights because of weather, but none of them felt they needed to on Monday. He had no flights Tuesday and says he's unsure what will happen for the rest of the summer. Boise schools will start the school year online. KTVB reports that after a four-hour virtual meeting last night, the school board voted to start classes online on August 17th. Depending on the state of the pandemic in the area, the school district hopes to return to the physical classroom by September 8th. The school board also voted to suspend extracurricular activities while the Central Health District is in Category 3, which means there's wide community spread of COVID-19. Two Wyoming teachers are receiving a huge award, the Presidential Award for Excellence in Mathematics and Science Teaching. Jennifer Kelly teaches math at Jackson Hole High School and a concurrent enrollment class through Central Wyoming College. She says the award inspires and encourages her to continue on her journey as an educator. Amy Kay teaches science at Thermopolis Middle School and is excited to connect with STEM teachers nationally. The teachers will receive a certificate signed by the president and a $10,000 award from the National Science Foundation. They'll also be able to travel to Washington, D.C. at a future date. The University of Wyoming's athletic director says the school will likely keep its football stadium at quarter capacity for this upcoming season, with a chance that capacity could go down as far as one-fifth. The Casper Star Tribune reports the athletic department is still working with health officials to figure out specific details. The school's athletic director, Tom Berman, says the War Memorial Stadium's capacity will likely be between 20% and 35%. That would mean nearly 5,800 to 10,000 people will be allowed to attend each college football game at the venue. The regular capacity of the stadium is about 29,000 people. Thanks for listening to BYU Idaho Radio's headlines for Wednesday, August 5th, 2020. I'm Brandon Isle. For more news and interviews, find us on your podcast feed. Just ask for the BYU Idaho Radio podcast or subscribe in your favorite podcast app. Be informed, be inspired. This is BYU Idaho Radio.